Thanks for joining us. I'm Kenny Choi.
And I'm Michelle Griego. This is your Picks Now update.
We begin with some breaking news. A Southern California couple has just been sentenced to life in prison. David and Louise Turpin are accused of starving and torturing 12 of their 13 children. During today's emotional hearing, for the first time, the public heard from one of the couple's children.
Sometimes I still have nightmares of things that had happened, such as my siblings being chained up or getting beaten. But that is the past, and this is now. I love my parents and have forgiven them for a lot of the things that they did to us. I love my parents and have forgiven them for a lot of the things that they did to us.
The abuse came to light last year when the couple's 17-year-old daughter jumped out of a window and then called 911. The Turpin's children range from 2 years old to 29 years old.
A Bay Area high school student is missing and presumed dead after he fell off a boogie board near Half Moon Bay. It happened at about 3 yesterday afternoon at Poplar State Beach. Authorities say the 18-year-old from Hayward was boogie boarding with some friends, but they lost track of him. Later, they saw his board come back to shore without him. The friends went out to look for him, but the waters got too rough. The victim's identity has still not officially been released.
In Fremont, police are investigating a deadly officer-involved shooting. KPIX 5 reporter Jackie Ward has the latest.
Fremont police are still on the scene of an officer-involved shooting that happened at this intersection last night, leaving one person dead. We are at Civic Center and BART Way in Fremont right now, near the Fremont BART station and the Washington Hospital. The shooting happened just before 11 last night. An officer was shot at as he was driving down Civic Center Drive, heading back to the station. He was not responding to a call. As he approached the intersection of Civic Center and Mowry, right by the hospital, he saw a person pointing a gun at his patrol car, and this person fired at it, hitting the driver's side. The police officer quickly made a U-turn, got out of his car, and took out his gun. The police officer then fired many shots at the suspect. We're not sure how many, caused the suspect to fall to the ground. Two officers heard the shots fired call, sped to the scene. Captain Fred Bobbitt with Fremont Police spoke to the media about what happened.
You know, this is an area where, I mean, we talk about just the hospital in itself. People, you know, come to Washington Hospital when they're injured, when they need care. So, you know, when we look at it that way, of course, I mean, it was an extremely unfortunate incident, and it's just, you know, we're thankful that our officers are okay.
After the suspect was shot, he was ordered to stop moving. Police say he continued to wave his hands. That's when the suspect started to crawl toward a gun. He was actually able to grab it and point it at the officers. That's when police fired more shots at him. The suspect died 17 minutes later. This is the first police shooting to happen in Fremont in 2019, and we won't be learning any more details about what happened for another 48 to 72 hours. In Fremont, Jackie Ward, KPIX 5.
Happening today, a judge could decide if the man accused in a deadly BART stabbing is mentally competent to stand trial. 28-year-old John Lee Cowell is charged with murder for last year's stabbing of 18-year-old Nia Wilson. It happened at the MacArthur BART station. An Alameda County Superior Court judge suspended legal proceedings against him in December, saying there is, quote, substantial evidence that he's mentally incompetent. Cowell would face the death penalty or life without parole if convicted.
A sinkhole in Moraga is continuing to grow this morning, and it appears to be part of a much bigger problem. It's located on Center Street near Ream Boulevard and is caused by the same storm drain pipe that caused another sinkhole 3 years ago. That one was on city land and cost $3 million to fix it, but now the pipe is causing this new sinkhole on private land in a gas station parking lot just a few feet away. The area was not repaired in the 2016 fix, and now the new sinkhole continues to grow. So far, there is no timeline or cost for the repairs. It's also unclear whether the private land owner will have to pay to fix it.
When it comes to earthquakes, turns out California has experienced 10 times more quakes than previously detected. It's all from a study published in the journal Science. Researchers can now detect microquakes between magnitude 0 and 1. They've also found undiscovered faults and can measure faint foreshocks that come before earthquakes. Armed with these new tools, they have documented just under 2 million quakes over the past 10 years. And scientists now say quakes rock Southern California about every 3 minutes rather than every 30 minutes.
Let's take a live look outside right now from our San Jose camera. It is a bit cooler than yesterday, but still a very nice start to the holiday weekend. Mary's got your Easter forecast.
That's right. A cooler day today and much cooler for tomorrow. But still, all in all, a pleasant weekend. Let's show you a live look with our Sutro Cam. Isn't that pretty? That classic, classic San Francisco view. We've got the fog and you can see the top of the Golden Gate Bridge this morning. So let's talk about what you can expect. That microclimate forecast for the coast. We have morning fog. Also for parts of the bay, we'll see partly sunny skies as we head through our afternoon. For the coast, low to mid 60s. For the bay, mid to upper 60s to about 70 degrees, partly sunny, and warm inland, low 80s with mostly sunny skies. So high pressure is going to move a little bit away from us, and we're tracking this upper level low in the Pacific Northwest that's going to slide down. That'll bring cooler conditions as well as the clouds. So we're going to go mostly sunny to partly sunny for today. For tomorrow, more clouds, much cooler for all of us, and we could see some drizzles, some sprinkles along the coast tomorrow, and then plenty of sunshine for Easter Sunday. Daytime highs today, looking at 5 to 10 degrees above average. And there's that Easter forecast, upper 50s for the coast, low to mid 70s inland. Back to you.
San Francisco police preparing for the annual 420 celebration at Hippie Hill. It happens every year in Golden Gate Park on April 20th. Organizers are expecting up to 20,000 people to come out for tomorrow's event. City officials say they want people to have a good time, but they will be enforcing the rules with extra officers on the street. Glass, drones, alcohol, pets, and weapons are not allowed.
We will be back in an hour with our newscast at noon on KPIX.com. You can also watch our hourly updates on your favorite platforms.
And be sure to leave us a review on iTunes, Amazon, and Google to let us know what you think.